Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for tuning in for a real quick video today. Why real quick? Because I can't talk anymore. I've been talking myself out. I sound like Lou Rawls, if you know who that is. You have to be old enough. I was recently talking with Dan Dore, my colleague in England. We're having one of our roundtable sessions with the guys, and he was making a point about how confident he used to be. He used to say that, well, he said that he used to be the captain of every soccer team he was ever on. He was just a natural leader. He had this natural swagger mojo. He just kind of knew that when he showed up, he kind of knew who he was and what was going on. But turns out that a lot of us are like that. There's a segment of the clients that we work with, a pretty big segment, who have been rock stars. They're rock stars growing up in school. They did great in school. They did great in athletics. They became really popular. They knew how to work the system. They knew how to make people like them. And that's a problem. When you try to make people like you, you usually are doing it from a place of need, a place of insecurity. And so we work on insecurity and we work on neediness and we work on some of the nice guy tendencies that make guys really want to be liked. And so when Dan was talking about this part of his childhood and before he got married and young adulthood, I said, hey, me too. That was my story too. I felt like a rock star too. I felt like I was bulletproof or nobody could hurt me. I didn't have any fear because I didn't fear that anybody could hurt me. I had confidence and Dan had confidence. But the problem with confidence is that if it's confidence that's simply based in knowing stuff, getting smart, getting skillful, getting knowledgeable, getting good at manipulating the social dynamics so people will like you, so you can be popular, maybe have a position of power or leadership. Those skills are pretty low-level skills, right? They don't, as we all know, you get into a romantic, committed sexual relationship with a woman, those skills don't carry a whole lot of weight. Your popularity and the fact that you're good with your hands and that you're really quick or smart doesn't help much because women don't care about what we know and what we do as much as they focus on who we are. And that's where emotional safety is created in a relationship, is when a woman knows we know who we are. And that's where true confidence is born. When you know who you are, you can only feel bulletproof when you realize that you don't need someone else to tell you who you are. You don't need somebody to validate, affirm, or prove your value as a person. And so when we get into coaching, we attract a lot of rock star guys, right? Pilots and surgeons and military guys and business guys and independent contractors, guys who are just crushing it in the world everywhere except in the world of romance and marriage and sex. And so this is my story too. This all happened to me. And so when I got into this body of work, I found out that all the confidence I thought I had was pretty low level, shallow confidence based only in knowledge and skill. It was not based on a deeper understanding of who I was, about my inherent value. I had no confidence in defining exactly why I thought spiritually that I mattered. And I also had a lot of shame triggers, those deep shames of not being good enough, not being strong enough. You just might be a big fat baby, right? And when a man has those unresolved shame triggers, he lives in fear that people might discover it. And when he gets in relationship with a woman, she is most capable of magnifying and shedding a spotlight on those unresolved, insecure, immature, boyish triggers. Sorry for the voice. And so that's what we do. And I want you to know that you can do this. This is a thought process. You don't need 14 years of therapy to figure this out. There are some very simple coaching exercises that we do that get men jump-started immediately, where switches get flipped very quickly when you start to see how you've been thinking incorrectly. This is not about doing. This is not about learning some kind of math skill or some kind of hand skill. This is learning how to think correctly, and nobody's ever taught you how to think correctly as a man. We call it stinking thinking. It's that corrupting thinking of fear, competitiveness, the fear of abandonment, the fear of inadequacy, fear of not being good enough. And so when we uncover that and we find out the reason behind we fear those things, and we can laugh and go, wow, that was kind of stupid, that's kind of ridiculous, you'll make huge progress, huge leaps very fast into a new realm of confidence where you truly can't be hurt by what other people think of you. You truly can't be fearful at the threat of somebody abandoning you or insulting you or offending you or even divorcing you, right? There's a very strong place that you have to get to. And again, it's not in what you know at work and it's not what you become skilled at doing. This is a spiritual level of confidence that transcends all that other bullcrap. And I'm here to invite you into this tribe and to work on this concept so you can find that freeing, liberating feeling that you no longer need to overreact to everything. Everything slows down. It's like the bullets are coming at slow motion and you no longer feel like you need to react. And you become a man of mountain lion mojo, as we call it. And you get to relax, calm down, and just be quiet for a while. Wouldn't you like that? Well, I hope that helps you for today. I'll see you on the flip side. Take care and have a great day. Bye-bye.